All right, now it's time for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carborough. Coming up this Friday, they will honor the very best in business at the BEAS, Business Excellence Awards, BEA. Join for a dazzling red carpet awards ceremony, entertainment, and a dessert reception. Get your tickets online at carolinachamber.org. That's where to get information about the Carolina Chamber. Get information about the town of Hillsborough at hillsboroughnc.gov. And we are joined by the mayor of Hillsborough, Mr. Tom Stevens, on the line right now. Mayor, how are you?
I am doing well, Aaron. Good afternoon to you.
Absolutely. So tonight you got a board meeting back in action, 7 p.m. this evening in Town Hall. What's on the agenda?
That's right. 7 o'clock. We're actually going to have a reception a little bit early, and probably one of the more interesting and celebratory items that we have tonight is a recognition of the folks who went through our Citizens Academy and will graduate tonight.
Awesome.
So they'll certificate, usually be a little t-shirt. We want to have reception before the meeting starts. So if you'd like to meet some of those Citizens Academy graduates, it's a good night to come on out. And, you know, hear me knocking on wood. We think it's a relatively quiet night in terms of things on the agenda. There's a whole lot of just, you know, business items of calendar amendments and town code changes and some agreements on some of our streets and special permits and a couple of proclamations and resolutions. But almost all of those things are on our consent agenda, so there's not much that we expect to be contested. We will talk a little bit about perhaps a public information campaign about smoking on the streets, and even that's getting a little bit of mixed reviews. You know, Aaron, sometimes public policy is a little hard, even when it seems simple. In this case, you know, whether it's really worth the effort to try to do some no smoking on the sidewalks campaigning. That's a county ordinance from the health department, and we certainly want to discourage smoking on the public sidewalks, particularly downtown, but we do have some concerns. If we put up signage, we start creating enforcement expectations that the town is not ready to fulfill. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be one of the main decisions. As I mentioned earlier, we have the Citizens Academy folks, and we'll be celebrating that community engagement that we see. It's pretty widely known. Let me just tell you one little thing about community engagement that I really want to highlight on our consent agenda is a proclamation that names June as Scoliosis Awareness Month. And this is really nice. This is a young Girl Scout who's working on a Gold Award. That is the highest honor that a Girl Scout can do. And this is something that she's taking up. And I know she approached me, and she's approaching other places. She's working with the county schools to see if they can do a scoliosis screening, which is fairly easy to do now, right on a telephone app, I have learned. And so we are happy to do this proclamation. So kind of without a whole lot of fanfare, but sometimes those things that just get passed through, you realize that they're something that somebody in the community has initiated. And in this case, it's a Girl Scout. So I just think that's kind of a wonderful thing.
That's really cool. So what was it about that particular disease that got her attention?
Well, personal experience.
Okay.
And scoliosis is about a curvature of the spine, and it was something that she became very aware of, and wanted to, you know, say, hey, you know, this is something that she began to recognize that the best time for screening was with kids her age and in school systems. And she said, you know, maybe I could do something about this. And so, again, hats off to people who want to get out and pick something and do something good for their community.
Awesome. Again, hillsboroughnc.gov for more information on town government, including that meeting, which is going to be tonight, 7 o'clock, with the reception starting a little bit earlier at the town hall just north of downtown. Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, other upcoming events in Hillsborough, I actually just mentioned a couple of minutes ago the Day of Remembrance at Margaret Lane Cemetery.
Yes. I think if you're local, most people know about Margaret Lane Cemetery. Some folks may not. It is at the kind of western part of the historic district, and it's sometimes called the Old Slave Cemetery. And that cemetery is probably in use since before the Civil War, although the first written record of it is about the 1880s, and was in use until the 1930s when it fell into disrepair. So most of the people who are buried there are unnamed, unknown. The town has, in recent decades, invested in trying to do some research with the ground radar to make sure that we could locate the graves, and created a marker that we dedicated in 2010. This is a day of remembrance that the Alliance for Historic Hillsborough, and along with the Orange County NAACP and Music Makers Relief Foundation is, you know, we need to recognize the people who are unnamed but are very much part of our history.
Mm-hmm.
And so I will need to say the remembrance starts in the afternoon about 3 o'clock, and it's going to be in Gold Park. So that's where you want to go. And although part of the song and the gospel singers and some history talks that will be given, but there will be a walk from Gold Park, just a very short walk under the railroad trestle to Margaret Lane Cemetery. Well, there will be a small ceremony there to begin to recognize the unnamed folks in our history.
Awesome. Any other upcoming events that people ought to know about in Hillsborough?
Well, you know, it's always a good time. There's always music going around and great restaurants. And we've got, I think we talked previously about sort of the new restaurants that are opening. One thing that I will recognize, somebody who's just hit the 10-year anniversary, is Cup of Joe, which is just one of the premier beloved gathering spots on, you know, 7 days a week. There are people out in Cup of Joe's, and it's just a nice place to meet people. Of course, there's locally roasted coffee from Joe Van Gogh. Ryan and Brooke are the owners, and they're having a sort of celebration kind of all day long. And it's just, we're just very fortunate in Hillsborough to have all these local businesses that are so much woven into the fabric of the community. So we'll be celebrating along with Cup of Joe this weekend. It's one of the things that I'm looking forward to.
Awesome. You mentioned the all-day celebration. What day are they doing that? Is that today? Or?
This is Saturday.
Saturday.
18th.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, and again, that's one of the events that's listed on visithillsboroughnc.com.
Awesome. Visithillsboroughnc.com for more information about that event and anything else coming up on the town's events and happenings calendar. And again, hillsboroughnc.gov for more information on town government, including tonight's board meeting, beginning with the reception for the Citizens Academy and then really getting underway at 7 o'clock in Town Hall. Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.